We continue on with our Royal Valley Locker Room chat here as the Panthers are getting set for the Panther Classic starting here today. We're joined now by the Panthers boys coach. That is Chris Brown. It is presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Well, Coach, you know, we don't really have a game to talk about. You guys have had some time off since that last game against Nemaha Central back on January 13th, but you guys are about to go three straight days of games with the Panther Classic. You know, we talked about it last week. You love hosting this tournament. You're going to see three different teams that not quite familiar with compared to the normal schedule in the Big East. But let's get a thought on all three games starting today. Chapman is the first game of this Panther Classic. Give us your thoughts on Chapman, what you're going to see here in day one.
Yeah, they've struggled, you know, to find wins. They haven't won one yet this year. Had a tough year last year. Across the board, though, the two or three coaches I've talked to have said that they're a lot better than they were last year, that they certainly play hard and you know, maybe just struggle to score at times. And for us, we've been there, too, you know. So certainly expecting we need to come out and play well and execute. They zoned us last year. They're definitely playing a lot more man this year. So we've kind of been mixing our prep, you know, to make sure we're comfortable with both looks. And certainly hope it's the type of game that we can get up and pressure people and get some turnovers, get some easy buckets, because they're definitely not going to just let us, you know, throw the ball inside and score on them. They're going to do a good job of walling up and being physical in the paint, and then, you know, forcing us to win from the outside. So hopefully we can get out and run and get some easy buckets in transition and make life easier for ourselves.
And you hope to build on that game against Chapman. Tomorrow, the second game of the Classic is going to be at 6:30. You guys are going to take on Santa Fe Trail. What can you tell us about them?
You know, obviously incredible athletes, you know, had a great football season, and that certainly at this level almost always translates with the athleticism. Obviously, you know, schools lose different kids to wrestling and what have you, but they've got some guys that can really play. They've got a point guard who Wrigley there has been around for a while. He killed us last year. He hit 7-3. He was 7-for-8 from three against
pretty
us
good.
Last year. So
pretty good.
So we're going to guard him this year. You know, we're not going to let him stand there and go 7-for-8 from three against us. But tough kid. He draws fouls. You know, you get these lefties at point guard especially, man, they're always going to be crafty with that thing, and certainly expect him to be a difficult challenge for us. And they do have a little bit of size inside, and somebody we'll have to, you know, make sure we're doing a good job on. But they graduated a lot from last year too. But, you know, sign of a great program. They had a great team last year and went deep and graduated all sorts of talent, and they're 8-4 this year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So certainly brought a lot back and are finding a way to win a lot more games than they lose. And Coach Decker does a great job there. So once again, enormous challenge. We're gonna have to find a way to score the rock, because I promise they will.
And you follow up Santa Fe Trail on Friday with the final game on Saturday afternoon at 3:00 against St. Mary's Academy. What are you expecting in that final game of the week?
Yeah, you know, St. Mary's Academy, definitely of our entire season, the most difficult team to get a scout on. Just not a lot of teams that even use huddle that they play. So
yeah.
We got a little film on them playing Junction City and Topeka High, for whatever that's worth, right, at our level.
Yeah.
And certainly just happy that we get a chance, most importantly, to watch them play Thursday and Friday. And so we'll develop a lot more idea of who exactly they are. I'll tell you, last year they came in here and they whipped our tail. They played well and played high-energy ball as a team, shared it, and came in and left no doubt. So certainly a game that we're going to hope we can do a little bit better job competing and find the right way of the win-loss column versus how it was last year.
There it is, the scouts on the upcoming three games for the Royal Valley boys basketball team. That is Chris Brown, the head coach. Of course, the Panther Classic starting today. They take on Chapman tomorrow at 6:30. It is against Santa Fe Trail. They close it out Saturday, 3:00, against St. Mary's Academy. Coach, we always appreciate the time. Good luck here in these next few days, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely. Hopefully everybody can stay warm and stay dry this weekend and get all these games played. I know all my teacher friends want these snow days, but we got these games we need played, guys. So we're rooting for it to stay dry and stay warm.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, Coach. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.